Good morning. Today is June the 11th, 2026, Thursday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
I would ask you this morning, if you will, to turn with me into the book of Romans, Paul's letter, chapter 1, beginning in verse number 16. Paul writes, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For in it, it is the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith." May God this morning bless the reading of His Word. Beloved, this morning as we read this letter that Paul has written to the Roman people, the Roman church, we see in verse number 16 that he says, first and foremost, that he is not ashamed of the gospel. And he gives his reasoning why he's not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. He tells us that, "For it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also the Greek." Paul mentions about salvation. Paul as well mentions the fact that he is not ashamed. And he mentions the power of God bringing forth this salvation to everyone, he says, to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Paul's being sure and being clear to the Roman people that this salvation message that I bring to you, that God provides through your faith, is a faith and a salvation that is for everyone, for all peoples, the Jew and the Greek. And Paul continues in verse number 17, "For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith." That's a quote Paul quoted from the book of Habakkuk, chapter number 2, verse number 4. Speaking of the righteous man and how the righteous person, the righteous man, will live by his faith or by her faith. Beloved, today in my life, in your life, in the lives that we live before God every day, if there's one part of our Christian walk in life that we must guard, we must allow to grow and be nurtured each day by God in the hands and the love and the peace of the Holy Spirit, it's surely our faith. Our faith and our desire to serve God in all ways. Our faith and our desire to do the things that the world may look at us and perceive as being unusual sometimes even. Maybe some of the things that we do, maybe people will say, "Well, why are you doing that? Why do you take the time to hold that door? Why do you take that time to call that friend and let them know that you care about them?" And they don't really care about you, sometimes we may hear in return. We know they don't have that same feeling and they don't have that same affection or that same desire to bless you. Then why do you continue to want to bless them? Why do you continue to do the things that you continue to do? Why do you do all these things and yet in return you see very little result? Beloved, this morning I want you to know one thing, that what we do for the Lord is not in the eyes of the glory and the praise that we receive, but it's in the eyes and the glory and the way that God receives the praise for all that we do. A very important point that we must always consider, we must always remember as we go out this day and do God's work. We must always have the desire down deep inside of us to do what it takes in the will of God, in the way of God, and through God's marvelous grace, so that we may share that gospel message of truth and grace and surely of faith before others that we live. You know, one of the greatest witnesses that we have is the way we live our lives around other people. Many times that is the only form and the only way and the only love of Christ that many will ever see. Many will not be in church with you on Sunday morning. Many will not hear the choir sing. Many will not hear the hymns of God in Zion being sung. Many will only hear about the love of Christ through the life that they see you live each day before them. They may be our family. They may be our friends. They may be the people we work with. It could be anyone. But beloved, we need to always be sure that we live our life by faith in Christ Jesus, just as the Apostle Paul speaks to us here. It speaks of righteousness in verse 17 and how righteousness is revealed by faith, and says that it is written out of the book of Habakkuk chapter 2. You know, he says, "But the righteous man shall live by faith." The righteous man, the righteousness that God dwells within us, the righteousness and the provisions of faith that God provides to us today, beloved. May we nurture, may we cherish that, may we seek God for an abundance in that portion of our Christian life and walk. I would ask you today, if you will, to bow your heads with me, and let's just go to the Lord in prayer on this Thursday morning. Let's just seek the Lord God to help each of us today to live our lives and have a renewing of the truth and the faith that God provides. Father, today we're truly thankful, Lord, for your goodness and your mercies and your grace that's renewed each day in our Christian lives. Father, I would ask you today to allow these words that Paul writes in this letter to the Roman people, Father. Lord, allow it to be bestilled within our own hearts today firmly, and Father, surely, steadfastly. God, may you help us through the matters of this day, through the tasks, the journeys that we take this day, God. May we show the faith, God, that you have indwelled within our hearts today as believers. Father, I would ask you to lift us up. Father, I would ask you to strengthen us. Allow us to continue, Father, to do your work and do your will in a way that would always lift up and praise your name, Father, first. Lord, I would ask you today that may those around us, Father, see the work of Christ and see the life of Christ, see the love and the compassion of Jesus Christ in everything that we do. Lord, we know that strength and we know that ability, God, is surely not found within us in a natural sense. Lord, we desire that and we seek you today, Father, to pour out that in our lives today, surely in a spiritual form, Father, in a spiritual sense, in spiritual abundance, God, so that we again, Father, may glorify your name in all things that we do. Father, I pray a special prayer today for those that are sick, those that are shut in, God, those that we know today are going through the valley of life, Father, those that we know of, God, today that are seeking work and employment, those, God, today that we know are in the hospital. Lord, the list is long and the list is many. But, God, we know today that you're able. You're a mighty God. You're an able God, Father. And, Lord, by our faith today that we have just read and studied, God, may that faith be manifest and grow. And may each of us, Father, today just trust you in one accord, in one name, Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Father, may you bless those lives. May you bless each and every listener, God, to this broadcast today. May you guide them. May you undergirth them, God. May you lift them up. May you hold them, and may you, Father, just put your loving arms around them. Lord, just let them know you're there. Let us know each day, God, your power and your strength. And God, may you allow the faith that you provide unto us as a gift to be manifest in all things that we do. We'd ask you to go out before us, God, and walk with us through this day. And Lord, may we, as we walk this path of life, may God, we glorify you. May we lift up your precious name. May we always, God, show the faith that you have bestilled in us. We come and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.